Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to Minigame, a podcast about video game stories and why we love them. I'm Michael Ferris. Ever since the unveiling of Halo Infinite, I've been binging the entire series while trying to catch up on the story. And yet, the more I play, the more lost I feel. Characters and conflicts are introduced out of nowhere. Backstories and the history of the world is constantly being referred to by other characters without being properly introduced to the player. It kind of reminds me of the feeling you get when you go to a party in which everyone knows each other, but you know almost nobody. In a bit of frustration, I turned to another series that was started by developer Bungie, the Destiny games, and lo and behold, I found the exact same things. An abundance of wonderful, deep lore that you can spend hours diving into and learning about the history and worlds of Destiny, but the games themselves feel soulless and have bare-bones plots. This made me wonder about the role that lore plays in a game's story, and how sometimes having good lore isn't enough to have a good story. The lore behind the worlds of Halo and Destiny are incredible. Both series have histories that span hundreds of years with multiple factions, religious groups, governments, heroes, and villains. However, the actual plots of these games are surprisingly simple. Halo, at least at first, was a fairly brain-dead battle between humanity, the Covenant, and a doomsday species known as the Flood, who are introduced midway through Halo 1. Same thing with Destiny 1 and 2. Both of these games also have warring alien factions and big bad guys to kill with your friends online. Answering what is happening during these games is a fairly easy question to answer. They have many well-acted characters spouting dialogue, objectives are clear, and there is a very clear distinction between good and evil. However, the dialogue is mostly convoluted jargon and half-truths. Within the first few hours of Destiny 1, your companion robot Ghost, the speaker for the Traveler, and a mysterious exo-stranger all either tell you outright that you are going to be confused or obfuscate the full truth of the world.
And you, well, you've been dead a long time, so you're gonna see a lot of things you won't understand.
What happened to it?
I could tell you of the great battle centuries ago. How the Traveler was crippled. I could tell you of the power of the darkness.
We haven't got much time. Who are you?
Why have you been watching us?
I don't even have time to explain why I don't have time to explain.
What's more frustrating is how Bungie chooses to deliver the backstories of their games and the important context of why you're doing the things you're doing. I can't be alone in this, but during Halo's dominance in the early to mid-2000s, and when Bungie was still in charge of the series, the Halo novels flooded my middle and high school libraries. These novels gave some expected backstory to a universe that, at the time, was somewhat slight. However, over time, more and more characters and side plots were being introduced in the novels and were later followed up on in the main games. Most famously, the Didact, the antagonist from Halo 4, was introduced in side content and showed up in the game with little in terms of a proper introduction. For those who missed out on this side content, the Diaduct was unceremoniously thrust into the Halo universe. In Destiny 1, vital backstory and context was given in the Grimoire card system. Milestones crossed in-game unlocked bits of lore on Bungie's website and in the Destiny Companion app. In Destiny 2, the Grimoire card still kind of exists, and other bits of lore are hidden in weapon and equipment descriptions. What is the point of lore if it is so separate from the world and games that the lore is supposed to be supporting? In contrast, series such as Mass Effect and The Last of Us fully integrate their backstories with their main titles, either through the main plot or through side conversations and content. There is no digging through outside products that you need to buy in order to understand the basics of what is happening. Yet, despite all this, I still find myself drawn to Bungie's games and the stories they tell. I've put over 400 hours into the Destiny games, and I get excited for every Halo game that comes out. And maybe that's one of the big draws of lore, to give players a bit of a puzzle to solve. As more and more of the puzzle is solved, the appreciation of a universe can grow. While Bungie's storytelling can be frustrating and convoluted, it remains engrossing. While doing research for this episode, I came across a wonderful 4-hour-long plot breakdown of the lore of the Destiny series, and I sat there, eyes wide, every minute of it, and loving it. I'll put a link to that video in the show notes. I do not know what the future of the lore of the Halo and Destiny games will hold, but I'll be there every step of the way, trying to solve the puzzle of these games' stories. Thank you very much for listening.
Executive producer of the Lore Party Podcast Network is Abu Zafar. Minigame is written and produced by Michael Ferris. Original music for Minigame is composed by Lawrence Kelly. Subscribe to Minigame and all the other Lore Party podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, and anywhere else you listen to podcasts. Follow Minigame on Twitter at Minigame Podcast and visit our website at loreparty.com. Thank you very much for listening.